the cult of liberal theology. We're going to talk about that. And to do that, I'd like you to open your Bibles with me. How many have your Bibles? Open your Bible and turn to the book of the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 20. And I'd like to read a couple of verses which deal with this very, very important subject, which I think is greatly neglected in the Christian church. Acts chapter 20. The Apostle Paul is speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And he quotes the prophet Ezekiel, which we'll see in just a moment, because this is a very solemn occasion. And he says to them, I take you to record today, verse 26, that I am pure from the blood of all mankind. I have not avoided declaring unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore to yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Spirit has made you rulers, to tend, feed, and care for the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will enter in among you with no mercy for the flock. And from your own selves, men will arise, speaking contrary things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, that's a conclusion of Pauline arguments. You find this constantly in his writings. Therefore, conclusion, watch and remember that for a period of 3 years I did not cease to warn every one of you day and night to the point of tears. I want you to notice the progression of Paul's concern guided by the Holy Spirit. First of all, he wants them to know that he is taking the responsibility of warning them and telling them the truth. And he's saying to them, after this, you are responsible. After this, you will be held accountable. I am no longer accountable for your blood or for what happens to you. Number one. Secondly, I have not avoided declaring to you all the counsel of God. I just don't tell you what you like to hear because it makes you feel comfortable and gives you a warm feeling. Paul says, I am giving you all the counsel of God. Therefore, take heed to yourselves. So the first concern is for the leadership of the church. Watch yourself. Then the flock over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you rulers. The word episkopos, from which we get our English word bishop, is the word used here by Luke under the guidance of the Spirit, and Paul used it also. Rulers, those who are charged with the responsibility of overseeing the flock of God, to tend the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Because the church is going to need taking care of after I leave. The savage wolves will come. And also, inside the church, men will arise. So there's a twofold danger that he warns against. One, the attack on the church from outside the church by those who are enemies of the cross of Christ. And then inside the church, men arise who profess to be followers of God and speak as if they had all the credentials and authority to act in Christ's name. But instead, their real motivation is to build little parties and little movements and little groups of disciples who will listen to what they have to say at the expense of the church. And so he says, I told you about this 3 years, day and night. I even wept when I told you. Therefore, I have no more responsibility. The ball is in your court. And you're going to have to answer to God for what happens after this. That's a very, very sobering address. We only have a condensation of it here in Acts 20. Very sobering, because it's a distinct warning to the Christian church. When I first read this, and then read it in the Greek, I was struck by the phrase, I have not avoided declaring to you all the counsel of God. I am pure from your blood. And it rang a bell in my mind, and I turned to the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 33, and suddenly realized that Paul had taken this whole idea from Ezekiel 33 and 34. Listen, son of man, speak to the children of thy people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts and set him for their watchman, and if when he sees the sword coming upon the land, that is the enemy coming toward the land, he blows the trumpet and he warns the people, then whosoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and it destroys him, his blood is on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, he took not the warning, his blood is on him. But he that takes warning shall deliver his life. But if the watchman see the sword come and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the hand of the watchman. So then, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the words at my mouth, and you shall warn them from me. Now Paul took that entire section, condensed it into the one sentence, I am pure from the blood of all of you. I am God's watchman. I am an apostle to the Gentiles. I am blowing the trumpet. The words of my mouth are from the Lord, and they are to you 3 years, day and night, to the point of tears. I submit that whatever the greatest of the apostles saw fit to warn the Christian church about for 3 years is important for us today as it was for them. And we had best listen to that warning. The trumpet is blowing, and the enemy is on the horizon. Now we are to respond to it. What is the great danger in the Christian church today? Is it from the psychologists? No. Is it from the psychiatrists? No. Is it from the sociologists? No. The danger to the church today, whatever the denomination, from within, is the person who wears the cloth of Christ. The person who wears the white collar or the cross and who stands behind the sacred desk and who is unfaithful to the Word of God. That is the ultimate danger to the church. The corrupt and apostate shepherds who infest our theological seminaries and our colleges and fill our pulpits across the United States and Canada, who know not God, do not believe the gospel of Jesus Christ, and will stand in the way of anybody that wants to preach it. That is the ultimate danger to the church, because it is inside the church. The cancer is within, and it eats away, and we don't recognize it. Or when we do recognize it, we don't do anything about it, because we're afraid that people will be offended. We'll be afraid that people will call us narrow, bigoted fundamentalists. We are afraid that the Elks, the Odd Fellows, the Masons, the Shriners, the Lions, and the Rotary, and everybody else will look down on us, and somehow or other we will do damage to the gospel of Christ. We are so careful to preserve the wolves in the church, and so slow to defend the faith of the church. That is what curses us.